News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that the National Housing Trust, NHT, will write more than 8,000 new loans totaling $17.8 billion for the 2017-2018 financial year. Delivering his budget debate presentation in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Mr. Holness said effective July 1, the NHT will implement policies to ensure that individuals contributing for 7 years or more and who meet the NHT eligibility requirements will be able to access funding to allow them to purchase, at minimum, a studio unit.
What you have to look at is the value of the mortgage. Right. So what we are going to try and do is to create more products that can meet the low-income earners' income stream. That would also mean looking at the cost of the houses that are being delivered. And that the NHT is already looking at in terms of the technology used, the construction used, to bring houses that can meet low-income earners.
The NHT will also be providing a special incentive for eligible contributors to purchase scheme units offering 100% financing for all housing solutions it produces. Meanwhile, the National Housing Trust, NHT, will on April 1 begin its Housing Microfinance Initiative, which will allow low-income contributors to repair or improve existing homes or build their own homes one step at a time. The initiative, announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, provides unsecured credit to meet the demands of low-income households. Mr. Holness further adds that beginning April 1, the NHT will provide funds to other institutions for unlending to current and new contributors to meet specific needs such as titling, infrastructure, utilities installation, construction preliminaries, and completion and incremental new construction. A maximum of $850,000 per borrower will be provided, with a loan tenure of 6 months to 5 years.
While this facility is intended for contributors, non-contributors may also apply. However, they must become contributors before disbursement.
Mr. Holness was making his budget debate presentation in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Consumers are being cautioned against eating corned beef until further notice. This advice from the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, which has imposed an immediate import ban on corned beef from Brazil. Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda says the move follows reports from Brazilian authorities that several major meat processors in that country have been selling rotten beef and poultry. The companies implicated by the Brazilian authorities supply 99.5% of the corned beef sold in Jamaica. An emergency meeting was held on Monday with key stakeholders, including local corned beef distributors and importers, and it was decided that all corned beef currently on the shelves be withdrawn as a precautionary measure. The public will be updated through the media on the activities and outcomes of the investigations, as well as further decisions taken by the Food Safety Recall Committee during the course of next week. And just under $100 million is being spent by the National Works Agency, NWA, to repair several roadways in St. Catherine, Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Thomas. Manager, Communication and Customer Services at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says 16 corridors in St. Catherine will benefit under this round of patching.
Under this program, we have over 60 road sections that we're targeting for patching, and this is going to be done over the next 3 weeks. We have some of the major corridors that we're targeting, recognizing that, you know, the condition that persons have had to operate under insofar as the road or some of these roads are concerned is uncomfortable, and we want to bring some amount of comfort to our traveling public.
Mr. Shaw says completion of works within the 3 week time frame is subject to favorable weather conditions. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Students, teachers, eLearning Jamaica presents Technology Day, April 4, under the theme, Winning with Technology. Educate, innovate, create. Come for
animated video creation,
mobile app development,
website development,
robotics,
graphic design,
cybersecurity,
C-Sec study tips,
social media marketing, and more.
You can't afford to miss eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day, April 4, Jamaica Conference Center.
See you there.